Well, an immigrant woman in California was recently able to obtain American citizenship despite having, by her own description, no ability to read or write English. That shouldn't be a surprise, though. According to the Census Bureau, nearly 45% of California households speak a language other than English at home. Stephen Camerota is director of research for the Center for Immigration Studies. He joins us now. So I have a couple questions, Stephen. First, I thought in order to become a citizen, you had to have some mastery of English.
No. Basically, the way it works is if you've been here for 20 years and you're over 50, they can give you a waiver. In addition, the actual English language question is only like one sentence. And you can take the
Hold on, just to clarify, the intent of the law, though, I mean, when lawmakers passed this, it was they wanted people speaking English before they became citizens, correct?
Yeah, that was the idea, but it's not really enforced. There's tremendous discretion on the part of the examiner. So basically, it looks like maybe a third, a quarter of all people who have naturalized citizens are functionally illiterate in English. And that's partly because of this waiver system, but partly because even if you pass the test, it doesn't mean very much. It's basically one, two sentences, and if you have to be able to read it, that kind of thing.
So we're not really trying to assimilate anybody, and we're kind of lying about that. But what happens if you have the biggest state in the United States, California, and nearly half of the families there don't speak English at home? Language is culture. They're not part of the larger American culture, or am I overstating it?
Well, you might be, because it doesn't mean that they don't know any English. It doesn't mean that they're completely isolated, but you raise a profound point. Look, one of the ways assimilation works is immigrants and their kids basically are submerged in an ocean of natives and their kids who speak
English
and so forth. But in a place like California, and actually throughout all over the United States, we have a situation where the level of immigration has been so high for so long, we now have about 66 million people who don't speak English at home. About half of them say that they don't speak English well, even though the rest say they do. We don't know how well they actually speak, but research suggests most of them don't speak English very well, even when they say they do. So the numbers are so big, it kind of overwhelms, if you will, the assimilation process, and it creates all kinds of political pressure to do things like this, create waivers and so forth.
So the people who are born here wind up assimilating to the culture of the immigrants brought here.
Yeah, about half those people who don't speak English at home are U.S. born. They're not foreign born.
Yeah. It's ominous, I think, because it's hard to have a united country with multiple languages.
Look, English is one of the glues that holds the country together, and it's not clear that the country can withstand this level of immigration.
Stephen Camerota, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having
me.
See you.